From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, former President Trump often threatens news outlets that anger him, saying that the FCC should revoke their licenses. The head of the FCC says that is not a great reason.
It is pretty fundamental that we do not take them away because a political candidate disagrees with any kind of coverage.
More on whether that could change if Donald Trump wins in November. David Folkenflik will look into that. Then Kay McIntyre is going to talk with two of the key personae involved in Live Day, which is coming up. Stay tuned here on KPR.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather-wise, slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the 80s tonight, mostly cloudy through the evening, then clearing with a 40% chance of rain, lows tonight in the upper 50s, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night, cooling off a bit on Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. It is 3:20. Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts tomorrow, A. Martinez, Layla Fadle, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, honoring former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize. Thursday, October 24th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. 40% chance of rain tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 50s. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence and 80 in Manhattan. It is 3:30.
Nuclear facilities, arguing this could escalate the current regional conflicts. There are suspicions that U.S. documents may have been leaked by a U.S. government official. However, neither the U.S. nor Israel has commented. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
A mixed bag on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. An advisory group created by Kansas education leaders is recommending that all schools ban cell phones for students at every grade level. The 36-member task force has been studying issues around electronic devices in schools, social media, and their effects on mental health. A majority of members voted to recommend phone-free school policies statewide. Ava Gustin is a student at Mission Valley High School near Topeka. She supports the phone ban because she says students need time away from screens.
I'm really personally worried about my generation and how we interact with each other. So I think it's important that we have that face-to-face interaction. And then as well as hands-on learning that isn't all on the screen.
The task force will present its report to the Kansas State Board of Education next month. Board members have said they want guidance for local districts, but they won't impose statewide restrictions. The four-week strike at Textron Aviation in Wichita has ended. Over the weekend, members of the Machinists Union voted to accept the company's latest contract offer. The new contract runs for 5 years. It includes increased cost of living adjustments and caps on health insurance premiums. The new contract increases pay by 30% over 5 years. Employees will also get an annual $3,000 bonus. Striking workers are scheduled to start returning to work on Wednesday. Invasive beetles that kill ash trees have now been found in two more Kansas counties. Celia Yopis Jepson has that story.
Emerald ash borers are now all over Missouri except the boot heel, and they're in 15 northeast Kansas counties. Nemaha and Lyon counties are the newest on the list. The Kansas Forest Service asks the public not to move firewood from one place to another. It's one known way that tree pests and diseases spread faster across the landscape than they otherwise would. Also, although it's still possible to find ash trees for sale in Kansas, the Forest Service's advice is do not buy and plant these trees. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing with a 40% chance of rain, slight chance of storms, lows tonight in the upper 50s, sunshine tomorrow, and even warmer, with highs reaching the mid-80s. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This Friday marks Kansas Public Radio's annual Live Day. 6 hours of classical music performed live from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library and from KPR's live performance studio. KPR's Kay McIntyre recently spoke with Cordelia Brown and Destiny Ann Mermagan all about Live Day.
Cordelia, what does it mean to you to provide live, free music to our community, whether that's on the radio or there in the library on the 25th?
Well, that's what we're all about. You know, the two things go together. My favorite groups around Lawrence are the ones who provide free classical music concerts, because that's what KPR is all about. Yes, if you have enough money, we want you to support us as much as you can. But if you're in a time of your life when you
Please stand by. We are having technical difficulties. Just a moment, please. We are continuing to have some technical difficulties. I'll be back in just a moment.
You can't afford to do that. There's no reason you can't listen to KPR and still enjoy it. You know, we're always saying we're live, we're local. And Live Day just...
All right, we are going to go back to the network while I figure out what has gone wrong. You will be hearing a story about a business that involves sharing umbrellas, and we will get to that Live Day story next hour with any luck at all.
Users
in New York, you can
use.
On 105 Live this week, join me, Nick Carswell, as we showcase the best new original and noteworthy music from all 105 counties of Kansas. Our live session this week comes from the stage at the Bottleneck in Lawrence, Kansas, with a performance by the Christina Graves Band. With lush, layered, and emotionally rich songs, Christina Graves is our live guest this Saturday for 105 Live on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, millions of Americans have already voted and the presidential candidates are ramping up travel even more this week. We'll come up to date on the state of the race. And the week ahead, we will also learn more about the Summit to Save Nature. World leaders are hoping to turn words into action at a global biodiversity summit. That story and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
MCFoundation.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Mostly cloudy this evening, but it will be clearing overnight. 40% chance of rain tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4 o'clock.
Education allows students to choose their own path and explore the world, enabling them to discover their perfect career. More at drexel.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
It's 80 degrees in Topeka, 82 here in Lawrence. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies as well. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Hope you'll stay with us. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next half hour, Texas death row inmate Robert Roberson was hours away from his execution last week when a judge halted the attempt. He was testifying before a state legislative committee today. Blaise Ganey will tell us what happened. We will also hopefully get you some information on Live Day. Had a little bit of a glitch there, but I think we've got it solved. Cross our fingers. It's all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, October 24th through October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening for northeast and east central Kansas. Clearing later tonight. 40% chance of showers tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 50s. If you're more in central Kansas, like, I want to say, west of Saline County, you have a better chance of thunderstorms tonight, so be aware of that. Tomorrow, though, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It's 420.
This is NPR News.
A church pastor and activist in Allentown, Pennsylvania, tries to encourage people in his community to vote despite their cynicism about government.
They don't understand what's at risk. All they understand is that when they go to the grocery store, they keep getting less in the bag than more.
Just one of the many voices brought to us by our team in the swing state of Pennsylvania. Hear more tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition tomorrow with A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It is 82 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4:30.
Hansi Luong, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Utility company Evergy is planning to add two new natural gas plants in Kansas by 2030 to increase electricity generation in the state. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
Evergy says the two new plants are part of a 20-year plan that factors in rising energy demand and the need to ultimately retire older plants. And it says these plants can quickly ramp up or down when demand changes or when output from wind and solar facilities fluctuates. The natural gas plants will be built in south central Kansas in Sumner and Reno counties. The company says they will be high efficiency designs and will serve customers for 40 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is leading an effort to block a federal rule that would extend health insurance to recipients of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also known as DACA. DACA allows certain people who immigrated to the U.S. as children to work and temporarily avoid deportation. Carla Juarez, the executive director of Advocates for Immigrant Rights and Reconciliation, says DACA recipients deserve the right to choose their own marketplace health insurance.
They are taxpayers. DACA recipients are taxpayers. Even undocumented immigrants pay taxes.
The new rule is set to go into effect November 1st. Kobach and attorneys general from 18 other states, including Missouri and Nebraska, are working to stop it. They say subsidized health insurance for DACA recipients would be at the expense of U.S. citizens. Fermented livestock feed, or silage, could be the country's third biggest farm source of nitrous oxide, which is a potent greenhouse gas. Kansas State University Professor Zhongdei Im says there is good news. His team figured out which bacteria in silage produce the gas, and they found a cost-effective chemical treatment.
So I'm trying to persuade EPA to recognize silage as a major source of nitrous oxide emissions so that we can do something to minimize it. And luckily, we have a simple solution.
Im says it would cost about $5 million to treat all the silage in the U.S. each year to block 99% of its nitrous oxide. The team will continue to study the treatment's safety. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR.
I mean, it's enough to get you pretty emotional.
Next up for Sydney and Andy is the Pittsburgh 10-miler in under just 3 weeks, where they will both be hoping for something of a rerun. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This Friday marks Kansas Public Radio's annual Live Day. 6 hours of classical music performed live from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library and in KPR's live performance studio. KPR's Kay McIntyre recently spoke with Cordelia Brown and Destiny Ann Mermagan about Live Day.
Cordelia, what does it mean to you? Music during the day, then we have a lineup, and we save the flagship concert in the evening for our own, Destiny Ann Mermagan. She did it last year, Kay, and it was so good, and it was so much fun that I think it's just going to have to be a tradition.
KPR's Live Day, the evening version, continues at the Lawrence Public Library at 7 o'clock Friday night with a Halloween concert by Destiny Ann Mermagan.
The evening version is going to be very fun, ghosts, and you'll hear a lot of spooky things like that with the cello, my darling husband, Mike, and our friend Hyun Soon, who's a pianist. some things that might surprise you, so I don't want to give them away, but other things that you have heard before, even if you don't know the name I'm about to tell you, you've definitely heard Dance Macabre. It's a famous tune for orchestra. This particular version is going to be for piano, trio, and percussion. It's our grand finale. It's going to be so great. I can't wait. I want to tell people more about it, but I don't want to ruin any surprises. So I think you're just going to have to come and see it to find out.
KPR's Destiny Ann Mermegan will be performing Danse Macabre and other spooky tunes at KPR's Live Day Concert, 7 p.m. Friday at the Lawrence Public Library. The concert is free and open to the public. Costumes are encouraged. You can find out more about KPR's Live Day and hear a longer version of Destiny and Cordelia's conversations with Kay McIntyre at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get the latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, presenting Cabaret Brunch, featuring Mary Baker and friends on October 27th. Brunch buffet at 10 a.m. Show starts at 11. Information and tickets available at masellisonline.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, of course. Then we will learn more about campaigning in North Carolina, which has become a major focal point for the Harris and Trump campaigns. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall, showing self-improvement, self-destruction, a night of short films on October 29th, featuring director Alex Megaro and his documentary Crush the Wrestler, followed by a Q&A. Tickets at the Liberty Hall box office or libertyhall.net.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing after midnight. 40% chance of showers this evening. Slight chance of storms, lows in the upper 50s. It's 80 degrees in Topeka and 78 in Manhattan at 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News.
From Hiscox, committed to helping small businesses protect their dreams. Quotes and information on customized insurance for specific risks are available at Hiscox.com. Hiscox, business insurance experts. From Sony Pictures, presenting the new movie Here, reuniting the director, writer, and stars of Forrest Gump, a tale of love, loss, laughter, and life. Here is only in theaters on Friday, November 1st. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
The rhetoric may be ramping up, but NPR News is focused on the facts as Election Day nears. Stay with us to get closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
We are certainly doing our best. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing after midnight. 40% chance of rain tonight. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Topeka. It is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, former President Donald Trump often threatens news outlets that anger him, saying that the FCC should revoke their licenses. The head of the FCC says that's not a good reason.
It is pretty fundamental that we do not take them away because a political candidate disagrees with any kind of coverage.
More on whether that could change if Donald Trump wins in November, coming up from David Folkenflik. Also, October is National LGBTQ History Month. Coming up, we're going to hear about the fight for gay rights on the KU campus in the 1970s.
All of the conflict going on and all the rebellion really provided an opportunity for those who were gay and lesbian to come forward.
Dr. Kathy Rose Mockery and her book Liberating Lawrence coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org.
Stay tuned following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations for a sneak peek of Destiny's spooky Halloween show that gets underway on Evening Classical at 7 p.m., various scintillating sounds of the season that you can hear in person at 7 p.m. this Friday at the Lawrence Public Library. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
A church pastor and activist in Allentown, Pennsylvania, tries to encourage people in his community to vote despite their cynicism about government.
They don't understand what's at risk. All they understand is that when they go to the grocery store, they keep getting less in the bag than more.
Just one of the many voices brought to us by our team in the swing state of Pennsylvania. Hear more on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Your local host will be Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th Annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition on December 8th. Details at music.ku.edu.
Stick around. News headlines are up next. You have a 40% chance of showers this evening. Further to the west you go, the better chance of rain you actually have. I know it was raining a little while ago in Manhattan. The time is 5:30.
Tough situation against the Russians heading into the winter. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. An advisory group created by Kansas education leaders is recommending that all schools ban cell phones for students at every grade level. The 36-member task force has been studying issues around electronic devices in schools, social media, and their effects on mental health. A majority of members voted to recommend phone-free school policies statewide. Ava Gustin is a student at Mission Valley High School near Topeka. She supports the phone ban because she says students need time away from screens.
I'm really personally worried about my generation and how we interact with each other. So I think it's important that we have that face-to-face interaction. And then as well as hands-on learning that isn't all on the screen.
The task force will present its report to the Kansas State Board of Education next month. Board members have said they want guidance for local districts, but they won't impose statewide restrictions. The Sierra Club in Kansas is criticizing Evergy's decision to build two new natural gas plants in Sumner and Reno counties. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The utility company says the plants will be efficient and will help it generate more electricity and ultimately retire older plants. But the Sierra Club in Kansas questions why customers should pay for two more fossil fuel burning facilities that hurt air quality and contribute to climate change. The group wants Evergy to lean harder into renewable sources, energy storage, and energy efficiency measures. And it points to an extreme winter storm 3 years ago that caused natural gas shortages and steep price spikes. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The extension of the 2018 Farm Bill expired last month. The legislation's largest programs, like food assistance and crop insurance, are still going. But Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports that the bill is stalling out as farmers face natural disasters and low income.
With hurricanes in the southeast, wildfires in the west, and drought blanketing the Midwest, farmers are in a tough spot right now. That's on top of federal data that shows farm income is falling for the second year in a row. Roger Cryan is chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says an updated farm bill would help the agriculture industry.
If that had gotten done in 2023, then 2024's economic crisis would not be nearly what it is now. The amount of help that's needed now would not have been as great.
Cryan says today's high input costs and low crop prices overpower any assistance farmers get from the old farm bill. He's hoping lawmakers can approve a new bill before the year ends. I'm Elizabeth Rembert, Harvest Public Media.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing late with a 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows tonight in the upper 50s, tomorrow sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It's 5:35.
This is all things.
Manuel's entire family has fled Cuba in recent years and migrated to the U.S., his mom, brother, uncles, and cousins. He and his wife are also trying to leave, joining the biggest mass exodus in Cuba's history. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Mexico City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. October is National LGBTQ History Month. A new book is chronicling the fight for gay rights at the University of Kansas. Liberating Lawrence tells the story of the Lawrence Gay Liberation Front, a student group that applied for official status several times in the 1970s before filing a lawsuit against KU. Dr. Kathy Rose Mockry recently spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre.
They were having meetings. You have allies, you have supports, you have mentors. Take advantage. They want to help you.
Dr. Kathy Rose Mockry is the author of Liberating Lawrence, Gay Activism in the 1970s at the University of Kansas. You can hear a longer version of her conversation with KPR's Kay McIntyre on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello. Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Stay with us. Coming up, we will have an update of news headlines that will be followed by a report on what's going on with the presidential race. Vice President Harris is traveling to swing states. She's trying to draw contrast between herself and her opponent.
Our strength is not based on who we beat down, as some would try and suggest. Our strength is based on who we lift up.
Former President Donald Trump is also spending a lot of time in competitive states. An update on both campaigns just ahead on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Bert Nash, offering a wide range of services for youth and their families, including therapy, patient support, and case management. More information at bertnash.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, clearing late tonight. 40% chance of showers tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 50s. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
Destiny here from Evening Classical, inviting you to my closing show for Live Day in person at the Lawrence Public Library, free October 25th, 7 p.m. See you there.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, and always at kansaspublicradio.org. It is 75 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.